Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Center. How are you, John?
Well, I'm in a buoyant mood today. Summer's here and weather's nice and hard to be in a bad mood.
Want to talk? Well, it's raining outside. Come on, John!
Listen, I haven't looked outside since I got in my office, so as far as I know, it's still sunny. How does that sound, or will be?
I've got a question for you. I'm a 46-year-old married individual with three teenage children. I have a demanding job. The problem is that everyone expects me to do everything, and I'm overwhelmed. When I complain and ask for help, everyone explodes or whines how I'm changing. What can I do to stop it? What can I do to get help?
Well, I think, first of all, the person has to say, I will no longer be a victim. Okay, I will no longer allow myself be taken advantage of by other people. I think that's a step one, and basically almost has to go on strike, because this does happen. A parent has to watch out for that. Let's just take this woman here, the question you're giving here. This is a person who's raising kids, has a full-time job working, and is expected to do everything around the house, expected to do everything in life. Can't do it. A person's going to break down, and to some degree, we certainly wish the person the best, but they've kind of allowed this to go on this long, to have teenage kids and have it go this far. So I think you have to just basically, first of all, within yourself, determine what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And you may need counseling, you may need support. The main thing is to just try to get a clear-headed view on what's reasonable, what isn't reasonable. And then you have to take the next step where you have to start deciding, what are you going to do? You know, exactly what are you going to do? You can go on strike. You cannot do certain things. But be aware, whenever you try to change, you're going to have rebellion. You're going to have people get angry. And you're going to have people that don't carry their own load actually, I won't say get violent, but it's going to be a tough road. But eventually, if the person in this case sticks to her guns, is consistent, reasonable, and says what she expects others to do, and isn't willing to keep carrying the ball, so to speak.
And John, it sounds like to me she has to remember we had Kathleen Levy on, who talked about she's a single parent and that she's got means and she's got a job and she's got everything. She's got great support, but she still doesn't get it perfect. Where nobody's perfect.
No, listen, no one's going to get it perfect. But when I heard her, I happened to hear that this morning, and she, of course, has been around a long time. That's a case where she, I believe, in spite of that, it has not had what this woman's going through, because this person appears to have everybody kind of running over her. Hopefully that's not happening, you know, to Kathleen. But in this case here, when you use a little difference, you just have to set some limits. Because from what you read there, this person has people that could be helping and are just choosing, not to. And the person is going along with it. So this is a case where you just have to stand up, determine what's reasonable, go from there. This is not easy, Tony. I work with people all the time and have for really decades on this, people that get in the role of doing too much, and then they even often can feel guilty if they're not willing to, if they're not willing to keep doing it. So hard thing to change, but you just have to work at developing teamwork and having people do more share. Otherwise, you'll just get run over. You'll have a heart attack. You'll end up people saying, well, she should have known better. That's one of the odd outcomes.
All right. Thanks, John. I got to run. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.